And now it's time to say hello to our special guest this morning. So let's get ready to say hello to our special guest. Quarter past eight in the morning. Hello, Nick Grimshaw.
Hello, Chris Miles.
Hello.
Hello.
So, hi, everyone.
So you proud of yourself, are you?
Is that the wrong mic?
You proud of yourself?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. You don't care about us?
You're happy, are you?
Grimmy, yeah. I just bought a new car.
Strolling in here. You know, let me tell you something, young man.
I bought my holiday.
Signal radio. I had to live in Stoke-on-Trent for my craft. Chilton radio. Milton Keynes. I lived in Milton Keynes for this dream job. And you stroll in here. You've never worked at another radio station before. And you think you can just take my dreams away from me. Don't you cough. You Sorry. Stay and you listen.
Or do cough.
Having said that, congratulations, Chris.
Well done,
Chris. Thanks, guys.
Genuinely, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Did you ever think that you would be joining a list that sees such names as Dave Lee Travis and Mark Goodyear?
I never did. Not in a million years. Not in a million years. No, it's so exciting. Only feels real today, because yesterday was very surreal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it kind of, the first person I saw after being told and having to go and do loads of press and have my picture done and weird meetings and things, and then being, I had a busy day until like 3:30, and then they're like, oh, now you're on the radio at 4.
Yeah,
thanks
so
for that.
I was like, oh, okay, okay. And they're like, oh, you're going to do the chart. You've never done that, but just read these numbers really fast backwards. I was like, okay. So I did the show, and that was all right. And then the first person I saw afterwards, after I left radio, was you.
Yeah, me.
Came to see Miles then.
So what time was that? About 7-ish?
About 8?
Yeah, 7 or 8, something like that.
And we Why day? I love, what time was that exactly?
I was just curious.
7:11.
No, we had a cuddle up and a couple of drinks. Mm-hmm. And then, well, I heard Nick was meant to be going for dinner at 7:30. Then that got moved. And then it was 9:00.
Yeah.
And he was sitting opposite me at 9:30 last night going, and I've got to go because I've got this dinner. And I'm like, what time's the dinner? 9. Nick, you know it's 9:30.
I know.
Nick, sorry. You're not moving. No, I am.
We're
I will
go.
And he's just, but he's not moving. So he's not stood up.
What time did you go for dinner?
10. After it was meant to be at 7:30. So but, thanks to my friends that are sat there.
But wave goodbye to late dinners, by the way.
That's the last one.
The biggest problem you're going to have is that you, like me, you're a late night person.
Yeah.
You're not a morning person.
No.
And your radio show at the moment is 10 p.m. till midnight.
Uh-huh.
So you don't go to bed till at the earliest 2.
Yeah. Because when you finish the show, you know, you're so awake.
Yeah.
Are you still awake when you finish at 10 a.m. because you've been up so early?
Yeah, but you're tired.
Yeah.
You know, but it's different. Well, no, it's the same. You're kind of buzzing and tired.
You're kind of so weird. So you finish at midnight and you're like, yeah, I did a show and you're all pumped. And then you go home and then you can't go to sleep and you're on your own. And you have to just stay up, and I probably go to bed about 2 or 3 most nights.
It is good that you're single going in to start the show, because you definitely would be by the end of it.
Yeah, they're just like,
Look at me.
Look at me.
Do you know what? I've done 2 marriages on this show.
Have you? Yeah. Wow. Potential 2 new brides.
So you are single.
Yeah.
And you don't have a girlfriend.
No.
And maybe by the end of this, maybe he could say, oh, maybe you're married to a beautiful woman with a couple of kids by the end of your time.
Really doubt it.
Really?
Well, yeah.
You know, never say never. Now, how does it feel being in here with us right now? Because obviously, like, Tina's here, Dom's here, Dave, Alan, me.
Alan just went, hello.
Yeah, yeah. You can cut the tension with
hello.
No, I didn't mean to.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't feel as weird as it should.
Right. So, comfortable.
You're
comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Well, that's nice.
And I think it's, you know, you're all nice to me on here.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah? Mm. Yeah, I listen all the time.
Off air
mostly.
As well.
And off air.
Yeah.
Alid's okay with me.
Yeah.
Off air. But on air, he's really nice.
I want you to feel comfortable now. You know, because this is, you know, you'll be coming into, it's like our flat, but then you'll be coming in. Mm. I see your eyes moving around, and you're going, I'll move them speakers when it's I won't have those monitors.
No mics.
No, Windows. Oh, Windows for Mac for me. You can see him moving the sofa, the coffee table around mentally. But I'm glad that even in our warm family here, in a room full of us, you're comfortable and relaxed.
Mm. Yeah.
This is your future.
Yeah.
Here is Ben Cooper on 5 Live from yesterday.
And is he going to do it on his own, or will you consider a co-presenter?
I think that Chris is phenomenal at zoo format, what we call zoo format radio, where everyone in the studio has sort of got a role and it's a big soap opera. And in a youth brand, often what you get is the sort of pendulum swinging. And I think we've had that style of breakfast show, and now what you'll have is you'll have Nick, mainly Nick's voice on his own as a solo presenter like yourself, but there might be voices that come in now and again, but it will be mainly Nick talking to the listener.
Nick.
So you're going to be on your own, so we're going to give you an idea of what that's going to be like.
Okay.
So we're going to leave. See how the feeling of being relaxed.
I don't think I'm going to be
slowly disappearing.
I don't think if I'm going to be totally alone. I think it was more that I'm going to be on the radio mainly me, not completely. Completely alone. So, hi everyone. Everyone's gone. This is not a hilarious on-air radio gag. They've actually gone. Dave's gone. He's in the live lounge putting his coat on. Miles has definitely gone home, I think. Alid's done a runner. Tina's sort of hanging out by the printer just outside. And I can hear Tina going, oh no, is this mean? Yes, it is mean. So this is going to be it. Me, on my own. Just like this, for 3.5 hours. Every day. It's going to be brilliant. Can you come back now? Christopher? Alid? Dom? Tina? Dave? No, definitely it. So, really cool gag. Chris last night in the pub said, come and see me tomorrow morning. It'll be really nice. We'll have a nice morning together on the radio, and this is it. And last night I thought, I probably won't drink tonight because I've got to get up and go miles for the first time. No, have a little drink, he says. So I did have a little drink, and this is how he repays me. I've only been up for 20 minutes. This is cruel. Really cruel. Come on! Get in here, Christopher!
That was impressive.
I like that you're like, I'm going, and I thought, oh, it'd be an honour. Actually went. I've literally been out of bed for 20 minutes.
Nick, I went to the door. You did 30 seconds. I went for the door, and Adam went, no, leave him.
Again, thank you, Alan.
Because we deliberately...
Tina was all by the door like, oh, I can't. Oh.
Were you hovering?
She was being a bit...
She was hovering by the printer.
She was a bit motherly, actually. She
Dom's actually not
you.
Back. He's left.
We deliberately left Nick at the other side of the... So he can't even press
a jingle.
He can't
play
a song. No, do anything.
Thank you for that. That's okay.
Tina wanted to come back in, and Dom goes, no, it's got to be uncomfortable.
We need to work.
It could have been longer. That could have been crueler. Don't do it again.
I won't do it again.
Okay.
I want you to feel comfortable and relaxed.
Okay.
Dominic, what do you wanted to say something to Nick, didn't you, as
oh,
well?
Yes. No, oh, yes. No, come on, Dominic.
No, it's Dominic Byrne.
Sorry, it was just... I wasn't going to do it on air, but we can do it anyway. We've booked a holiday in August.
Yes.
We've paid for it already.
Okay.
Obviously, in September, we're finished on the show. And
say what you were saying to me.
I just don't know how we'll afford to live, essentially. And I'm wondering if you
tell them about your kids.
Yeah. and, you know, we're all, as a family unit, worried.
Yes.
Do you think you have to get rid of the Volvo?
the Volvo may have to go.
Is it going?
Dominic said to me yesterday, you've got to realise, Nick, you know, he's got three kids, two of them his. And he,
three of them mine.
Three of them his.
Morning children, who will be listening.
He's got his own Nick to look after.
Do you not feel guilty? What about those children? Yeah. Those children won't be...
Pay
won't
for
be,
the holiday.
They won't be eating steak for breakfast anymore, my friend.
Alan, again, thank you.
Pay for his holiday. How old is
how
Finn?
How old are
your,
they?
Your oldest child.
Finn will be 9 this weekend.
Right, he'll be 9 this weekend, Nick.
Okay.
You know, and because of you taking daddy's job away from him, he's now going to have... When he flies on holiday with the family, economy, he's going to have to fly economy.
Oh, my God, that's so awful.
You know? Yeah.
That is sad.
I mean, I don't want to bring it up on air, Nick, to make you feel uncomfortable, but...
Yep, that's my problem.
Mm. Okay, so
no more snoo suits in first class for Dom's children because of you.
Life's going to get a lot tougher. I mean, for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got odd box.
That's none of your business. You shouldn't be looking.
That'll be okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, we hope you have a nice time and all.
Yeah.
Even Alad.
Even Alad, who's on the computer.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Christopher.
You must be very excited. I know you're very excited.
I'm really excited. It's just been a very weird, I'm sure for all of you as well, really, really weird 24 hours. Mm. And then I think today will be okay. And then tomorrow it'll be normal. And as Tina said, then it's the Olympics and then no care.
But don't forget, by the way, you know what these management scumbags are like upstairs? Mm-hmm. They will have you work your last show. They'll go, you know what you should do? And they'll have you work till midnight the night before you're meant to start the first morning yeah. show.
You're on at 5.
You make sure you get a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have a holiday.
Mm. And then last night, Chris was, when we went to the pub, sort of doing my deal for me.
Were you broken
the deal?
Chris is going to broker my deal.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is going to be my agent.
I am negotiating.
He's negotiating.
The foolish people at Radio 1 who put me and Nick, they allowed me and Nick to talk last night. Mm. Before that, really, the signatures have been signed on the contract. Mm. The last person he needs to be talking to is me. So I go, now you know what you need? You need 15 weeks holiday a year.
And breakfast. Make sure you get breakfast written in the contract.
I know, but a bit of toast in the contract. Yeah. Yeah.
So I apologise to Ben Cooper when Grimmy's agent goes and sends an email and Ben goes, subject... Jetpack.
Jetpack and toast.
Yeah.
Nick would like to land on the roof of Radio 1 every morning at 6:15 with his private jetpack.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Do you know what I said to Big Boss Ben?
What?
Yesterday. Tuesday morning. When I went for the meeting, he scheduled a meeting quite, not that early, but 9:30.
Right.
Which is early.
For you, it's
for
early.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. And I went into the meeting, I was late. Because I thought I was going to be in trouble. And my agent knew and didn't say anything. She's like, it's not trouble. And I was like, well, that sounds like trouble. Mm. And you're just doing that so that I still come. So I went in and I said to him, I'm really sorry I'm late, Ben. I said, I just can't function in the morning. And he was like, okay.
Well, do you know what? You're only following in a long tradition of being late and not functioning properly yeah. in the morning.
Look at me. Mm. I'm not good at getting up in the morning.
No,
as yesterday proved.
And look what happened.
Listening. It's your fault, Dave.
Do you want me to give you some proper useful tips?
Yes.
You need to sit in the studio
uh-huh.
before the first show.
Uh-huh.
And you need to record the following. Oh, morning! Oh, hope you're all right. It's Nick Grimshaw here, and, do you know what? There's so much to talk about today. I just need to get a couple of songs out, and then there you go. Record that.
Uh-huh.
Generic, no day of the week, no time. Then you go, do you know, we're having a bit of trouble with equipment this morning. I'm really sorry. Bear with us. We'll play another song, and then we'll come back. I don't know what it is. Sorry. Again, generic, no time, no day. That means then your producer can drop records in, play those. You've got half an hour to lie in bed, right? And then you can get in for 7.
Amazing.
Mm. Do you like that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
We had Rizzle Kicks on the show yesterday afternoon, and they were saying just record all generic statements like, it's hot today, isn't it? Oh, it's cold.
Yeah.
And then he said then you can get in for 9:30.
Yeah.
What did they say, though, about starting at 8?
They said Jordan off of Rizzle Kicks was like, oh, man, how are you going to start? How are you going to deal with these early starts? Like, 8 a.m. every day. It's like, 8 a.m., it's nearly over. He's like, man, I don't do nothing before 8. But, okay.
I don't do nothing before 8.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Well, they better. What do you mean?
Pardon?
I don't come in for what we've said.
Don't worry, you go back to your bit sausage and beans, love.
But they're joining us.
Who?
Have we announced that?
No. Yeah, I bet you any money it's after 8.
Probably right, actually.
Right,
yeah.
So.
We'll be 8:01.
Yeah. So you're going to be... So do you need a sports girl? Tina asked me to ask you that question. Mm. Do you need...
Yeah, I love sport.
Do you love sport?
Oh, I love it.
But do you love girls?
Yes. So sport, they're like my two favourite
things. Right. So a sport girl
which
would be a dream.
Sports?
I really like football.
Right. Okay. What team do you support?
Manchester United.
And who's your favourite three players?
Ryan Giggs. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Ryan, wow, look at you. And David Beckham.
And David Beckham.
Right.
He's really good.
Mm.
Right. Does anybody have anything they'd like to ask Nick?
I don't know. What kind of producer will you be looking for?
I'll tell you what, after this morning's audition, you're certainly not on the list.
Just not put out there.
I'm looking for someone Welsh. Oh, I think it's good to get that regional accent on.
You know who you should get in? It's the real Alan Jones.
Oh, yes.
The real Alan Jones is just a nice fella, really funny.
Nice. So nice.
That would be lovely.
He's busy.
Everyone would be used to the name.
Mm. Yeah.
He's busy.
Maybe he's not.
Daybreak.
He's brilliant.
Okay.
So good.
Well, anyway, Grimmy was telling me he's just going to come on the air. We're going to finish. He's going to start. And no thrills, no spills. He's just going to get on with it. He's telling me they've got a competition on day one to give away £10 million and your chance to sleep with Chris Martin and the whole of Coldplay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're just working on
that's
that.
That's literally a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, we're working on that. It might happen.
And it's going to be an amazing week of surprise guests. No one can work out who they are. Lily Cooper / Alan will be on one day. Makita Oliver.
Alexa Chung.
It's going to be a strong week.
The one from One Direction that he knows, because he doesn't know the other four. Going to be great. Right, Lily, thanks for being on the show. Can you come back again next week?
If you come on tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's interested in taking over Dave's role.
Lily is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a no.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a no.
She hasn't got the... She wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
No offence to Lily, but...
It'd last...
It's very complicated.
2 days.
I don't even think 2 days. You know, her attention span is not long enough.
No.
You know? But for one link, fine.
You can go on for one link.
Yeah.
A year.
We'll attach an ICDN line to your house and we'll put a Madonna mic and we'll glue it to the side of your cheek so at any point we can call on you.
We can just fade it up.
Yeah.
Going live now to Gloucestershire.
Grimmy, I'm busy. I'm busy.
Thank you, Lily. More tomorrow.
All right, well, look, good luck.
Thank you,
What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I didn't sleep Tuesday night. I hardly slept last night. So I'm going to go home and have a nap.
Oh.
That's what's going to happen. And then I've got to do the radio at 4.
Oh. So between napping and 4, you got nothing?
No.
Do you want me to pop round?
Yeah, come round.
Do you want me to come round and wake you up with a cup of tea?
Yeah.
All right.
About one?
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay, right. I like that.
I've got a medical first, because of that, you know, that fung... That...
Well, that's lowered the tone. Have you got, like, a cough and drop and all that?
Yeah. But I'll pop round
okay, yep.
straight after that.
Straight after a medic.
So if I'm walking funny when I get there, I'll be like, I know I'm walking funny, but I got the all clear. all right, okay, well, Nick, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a lovely show today. Nick on the radio at 4 o'clock. If you're not that familiar with Nick's work, you obviously, most people know who he is, most people have heard him, but if you've never heard him properly, switch him on today at 4 o'clock.
Might be okay.
He's in for Greg, crying in on his holiday, James. That's another one you should feel guilty about. That okay. poor boy there. No? You, do you think you are?
No, Gregory's texted me.
Yeah, going, good luck. Can you text through gritted teeth?
It's difficult to gauge tone in a text, isn't it?
It's good tone.
Yeah.
It's good tone.
You know who's fuming?
Who?
Annie Nightingale.
She's
like that.
It.
I've been here 60 years and never had a sniff. You've got to be kidding me. Grimmy, Gribbers, please. What does a woman have to do? I slept with the Beatles and the Stones, goddammit. Can you just narrate?
Yes, I can.
Or commentate.
Well, at the moment, Mr. Grimshaw and Mr. Moyles are having a photograph taken. We have our in-house photographer who has snapped the pair of them. It's like a handover ceremony, really, isn't it?
And the kiss!
They've just recreated the kiss.
Now, what's this kissing all about?
We like it.
Actually, Nick, on that mic,
Yeah.
Do you find me attractive?
Yes.
Do you fancy me a little bit?
Oh, I'm obsessed.
You got your contacts in?
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Do you find me attractive?
Yes. As I proved on Instagram, I posted a picture of us.
I know, and I haven't seen it, but it's in the paper.
No, is it really?
Yes, today.
Do I get money for that?
Yeah, it says kiss off.
No way.
Yeah,
great
way.
Great work.
Mm.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
That's me on the right. That's a pretty girl on the left, just so you know.
Oh, wow, beautiful.
No, real nice.
Are you me kissing?
It's a proper
nice,
smooch.
And you're single?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm single.
Oh, my God, this could be... A dream, because early starts, you're used to them.
Listen, I ain't going to be getting up in the morning early when I'm not doing this show.
Make a cup of tea before work.
Yeah, make me a little brew, send me off. You can have your little pinny on of a morning.
Perfect.
Pack lunch. On your shoulder.
I mean, you're very kinky. I didn't realise that's how you run. Little outfits. Maybe one morning you're a fireman, another morning a local bobby in a village. Right, serious face. Got to do the news. Okay. All right, thank you, Graeme.
Thanks.
Call you later.
Bye.
Mwah. It's Nick Grimshaw there, the new host of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Woohoo!
Listen, watch, share. This